Good afternoon, it's 106. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. After more than a year planning a new event in Rhinelander, a launch party is set for early December to let the public hear more about it. The Project North Festival kickoff party is set for December 8th at the Northwood Center at Nicolay College at 5 o'clock p.m. Evan Verplue is event and program coordinator at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce and describes the event.
Project North is going to be a three-day music, arts, and environmental festival taking place here in Rhinelander, concentrated around the downtown area. The vision of it is to bring an eclectic music lineup, a diverse range of artists and sustainability organizations to the Northwoods to give both the local community and visitors a chance to experience different aspects of culture here in Rhinelander.
The Project North Festival is scheduled for September 26th through the 29th next year in downtown Rhinelander. Verplue says the plan is to have four music stages with different musical acts. Also, they will have art galleries at various spots around Rhinelander and vendors with offerings in the area of environmental sustainability. Project North is presented by ArtStart Rhinelander, Nicolay College, WXPR Public Radio, and the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce. Verplue invites the public to come to the launch party December 8th to see what is planned.
As much as we want to draw people to the Northwoods from around the state and around the Midwest, ultimately Project North starts here in the Rhinelander community. So we want to make sure that we are partnering with different entities around Rhinelander leading up to the festival.
Verplue says they have a website at projectnorth.org and a Facebook page. You may also contact the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. During a time when a person with dementia is having an issue and outside help is called, a new program is working to make that hectic time a bit safer. Ken Kroll has more.
The Oneida County Purple 2 Project is designed to assist families and first responders in a crisis situation by providing information about the patient. Department on Aging Assistant Director Joel Gottsacker outlines the program.
If there is a crisis, the emergency personnel who come to the home have a resource to go to more quickly figure out what's going on with the family or with the individual having the crisis and to better respond in a positive manner.
The Purple Tube will contain a medication list of behaviors a person might be engaging in and a power of attorney form so a decision maker can be contacted if necessary. Gottsacker says a number of groups engaged in making the program happen.
Program between law enforcement, social services, the ADRC, the Alzheimer's Association, and we're calling that larger group the Dementia Friendly Community Network. So we're really working toward helping people understand what happens in dementia and how we can best support those people.
The Purple Tubes are available at no charge. Vilas and Forest County are also involved. Gottsacker says if people want more information, they can call the Aging and Disability Resource Center at 800-699-6704. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
People's State Bank has collected over 7,700 items to be sent to troops in Afghanistan this holiday season. Leroy Eads with the Rhinelander Military Support Group says that amounts to nearly 30 boxes filled with some of the essentials for the troops.
It runs from snack food to small cans of stuff, soups, trail mix, peanuts, socks, T-shirts, magazines, cards.
Eads says for some of the troops spending their first holiday away from family, the boxes will be a little piece of home.
And they won't be there for Christmas, you know, for the Christmas trees, the stockings, and their families. So what ours is a little something to help them ease their loss of being away from home right now.
People's State Bank also collected over $670 in cash, which will be used to ship the boxes. Eads has been working with a chaplain in Afghanistan who will receive the boxes and distribute them. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Stay tuned just ahead. It's Crossroads Cafe with your host, Patty Fitzpatrick.